Chris Wylie Show. Where we all belong. On Brockville's Move 104.9.
On our hot topic, we welcome our Member of Parliament, the Minister of Housing and Municipal Affairs, the Right Honourable Steve Clark. Steve, good morning.
Hey, Bruce. Happy Friday. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, always a pleasure, sir. Always a pleasure. All right, so housing's in the news this week, and it's kind of a tale of two cities between Ottawa and Toronto, with what the province announced and calling them the super cities. And the idea is, I understand the idea is to get more housing into these markets.
Yeah, absolutely, Bruce. So the bill that I tabled earlier this week, it's Bill 3. It's Strong Mayors Building Homes Act, and it basically strengthens the powers of the mayors in Ontario's two largest cities of Toronto and Ottawa. And what we found, Bruce, is when we had the discussion about our Housing Affordability Task Force earlier this year, you know, we obviously talked about municipalities needing to get their house in order and get shovels in the ground faster. But they turned and said that they need the tools to get the job done as well. And what we're doing in our biggest cities is allowing through this legislation, if it's passed, that they would be able to hire and fire department heads, that they'd be able to present a budget directly to council and really set up their communities after the October 24th election. So this would be when they would be sworn in mid-November to be able to be successful. Because again, you know, in the next decade, over a third of our growth is going to take place in those two communities. We need them to be set up for success. And that doesn't mean to say that this might in future be extended to other mayors, but my message to those communities is you have to be shovel-ready, committed to growth, and committed to cutting red tape. Those are the three priorities.
Right. And that housing shortage goes beyond Toronto and Ottawa. We know that, right?
100%. So our Housing Affordability Task Force told us earlier this year, and we ran on this in the election that was on in June 2nd, was that we need to build 1.5 million homes over the next decade. And just to put it into perspective, last year was our best year in 30 years. We had 100,000 housing starts. So everybody can do the math. 100,000 over the next decade leaves us far short of that 1.5 million that we need. Demand has far outpaced supply. Many Ontarians, many young families, seniors looking to downsize, just don't have an affordable option for them that meets their needs and their price range. We need to do better. We need to ensure that all three levels of government work together. And this bill is one of those commitments. We said to Ontarians that that because the housing supply issue is so complex, that if a reelected government under the leadership of Premier Ford, we would have a housing bill every year of our mandate. And we're hitting the ground running with Bill 3.
The affordable part of that is the important part, Steve. But how do you do that when the cost of supplies has gone up so much? The cost of labor is going up. I mean, somebody that's making a home wants to make money as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we need to do better as governments. You know, I'm going to an announcement this morning in Stouffville, where all three levels of government are working together to create that affordable model. The Premier has said it, and I've said it many times in the past. We have a lot of government-owned land, provincially-owned land that sat idle for decades. We need to repurpose some of those holdings, work with the private sector and nonprofits, and get shovels in the ground and build attainable housing. Attainable housing is something that we need to focus on the next 4 years.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I wish, you know, I think everyone wishes you good luck in being able to accomplish that.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Bruce.
You're a busy man, Steve. I see you everywhere. You're places I never go. And starting Sunday, it's the AMO in Ottawa. So I suspect that's going to be a busy week next week.
Yeah, absolutely. We, the Association of Municipalities of Ontario Conference, is the largest municipal conference, not just in our province, but in Canada. And, you know, it is huge in terms of numbers of delegations. Our government has been, I think there's over 700 delegations that are requested. We're going to be very busy. My keynote to delegates is on Tuesday, and that's followed by something, Bruce, called the Bear Pit Session, where all the cabinet is on the stage, and we accept questions from the municipal leaders. So it's an hour of really interesting back and forth.
Excellent. Well, Steve, thank you for your service to our community and also to the province of Ontario.
Thanks, Bruce. Have a great week.
Yeah, you too. The Right Honourable Steve Clark, the Minister of Housing and Municipal Affairs, and our MPP with us this morning on The Hot Topic.